Ken and Capital.
Capital. All right, hello and welcome to the first episode of the Ken and Capital podcast. I'm Mike, alongside me and my brothers Chris, Christian, Alexis. So on this platform, we discuss and share our experiences in our careers, finances, and goals in hopes that you all can learn, assess, and apply these testimonies in your own journey. So we'll start things off with why we came together for this podcast. I think it's only right that we start with Christian, since he was the initiator in getting us all together. So just to start, what sparked the move?
Well, I think just over the years, watching all y'all have different successes in y'all career paths. I know we're all in different career paths and things like that, but I wanted to put this together to help give people an opportunity to see what's out there, help give them ideas on how to grow their finances and make better choices for their family to help them move forward. I think we've all reached a point of success in our lives to where, at least speaking personally, I'm ready to move to the next level, and I'm always looking for personal development and opportunities to grow. And yeah. I think we all can kind of share that same thing. So I think just spreading that to the world, because there's a lot of people that don't know what opportunities are out there or afraid to start something because they don't know of anybody that has tried. Well, I've never tried to get into IT, or I've never tried to get in the service industry, or I've never tried this, and they're afraid to move. So having a couple of people with different backgrounds that have pretty much built it to, I'd say, close to the maximum levels, I think it's a good opportunity to be able to just speak to the public and kind of share what we know.
So Alexis, go ahead and pass it to him. So I guess the question for you is, after hearing the proposal that came from, you know, Christian, what was the thing in your mind that was of interest to go along with it?
More so just branding myself as a subject matter expert. Yeah. I'm often, as of now, found behind the camera a lot more often. Mm-hmm. I'm editing, post-production, stuff like that. So I think this is a good way to, like, kind of stretch that muscle, talk some more.
Yeah.
Because, it's really it. And then bonding with my brothers, of course.
Absolutely. Yeah, obviously. So, Chris, what was the thing that sparked the interest for you?
Well, one, I'm all about continuing to just develop as a person. I think one thing I had to come to realize as part of my journey is to get out. I think it's important for everybody to get outside their comfort zone. So every aspect of life, of my career, I've always been very content of what I'm doing as like an engineer, you know, being an engineer in IT, things like that. It's like, okay, I want to be behind the scenes. I don't want to talk to nobody. I just want to stay in my lane.
Yeah.
And you can only go so far. That's good if you want to do that.
Yeah.
You can be pretty successful, but if you want to kind of continue to just grow and become like a leader for instance, you got to step outside your comfort zone.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This platform is stepping outside my comfort zone. I don't do a lot of this. So I think this was a really good opportunity for me to kind of share my experience, bond with my brothers, take some tidbits from each and one of you, because we can all learn from each other.
Right.
And maybe I can share some things that I've kind of taken under my wing in my life that maybe you guys can take, you know, and we can just kind of build off each other.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of the reason, just to add on to what you were saying, why I saw the interest. One, it was a great opportunity just to work with all of you, and that was something I'd always wanted to do. Yeah.
Right.
Additionally, it was just like I always try to find ways to mentor, train people. So people that are watching this, you know, that's a way to kind of give them the information. One thing that my dad taught me was, if you know something, don't hold on to it, because it just dies with you. So there's no point, you know, pass that on to somebody else that can benefit from that. And I know we've all our meetings and things like that, we've shared stories and experiences anyway. And so it was just kind of interesting when you brought to the idea of having a podcast like this. So it just made sense. It seemed like something worthy of taking on, just because, like, me and Alexis have obviously been in this space before, maybe not directly in front of it, but in some form or fashion. So it just made sense to go along with the journey. So to our next segment, we start with, you know, where we are currently right now in our lives. So, you know, I think it's only fair, the oldest of us, big bro Chris, right? Let's start with you. Like, where are you in your life, you know, financially and lifestyle, you know, family, things like that?
Yeah, I think as of right now, first of all, I want to say I think I'm very blessed. I think I always want to, one important shift for me is really trying to include God in everything that I do.
Yeah.
Career, family, mental health, physical, all that stuff, right? So trying to put him first with it, with everything. And then I like going back to what I spoke on earlier about taking myself out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
I've always been the type of person to kind of just be content, mm-hmm. just being behind the scenes. And something just felt like it had to change. I like there's something more that I could do. You know, I have a good knack of really relating to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to kind of share that and put that to use. But I wasn't really doing that behind the computer, just doing infrastructure and all that stuff. So yeah. That's why I kind of, you know, stepped outside of my comfort zone and went down the leadership track.
Right.
And I think what that has done is help me build, get stronger, continue to develop as a person, mm-hmm. And just continue down my leadership career. And also in my personal family with my wife, I think that kind of brought us closer because that kind of taught me how to be empathetic and yeah. listen to what she has to say and include her with everything yeah. along with, like I said, God's first, but also I had a knack of, it was all about me, what I want to do. This is our budget. This is what I want to do. But really just including her and things like that. But I think right now, from a life overall, I think I'm blessed. There's always room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always willing to wanting to grow. That's why I'm doing this podcast. Right. But I think I'm in a good spot. Like I said, I'm definitely some room for improvement. And I'm just going to keep striving forward.
I think I also want to note for everyone listening, like, this is a journey for us as well. So even though we're talking about our successes and struggles and things like that, as this, you know, continues and each episode goes by, there's going to be changes, obviously, that happens in our lives and things that we learn and share with each other and share with you all. So it's good to know where we are now. And then as the journey goes, you know, relaying that information to everybody to see how we're getting to where we want to be. Christian, you know, how do you feel right now? In your current life, like, you feel like you're in a good spot?
I do. I like where we're going to with talking about getting out of your comfort zone and stuff like that, because that's kind of the basis of my story too. I feel blessed as well. I feel like I'm further than I should be. I am a two-time college dropout. Yeah. So I feel like with that, I've gotten pretty far, even without having a degree. A lot of people don't know about me, and Francis barely knew either, because by the time I met her, I was pretty confident. But in my early teenage years, I had zero confidence, confidence at all. I didn't really like myself a lot because I was afraid to make friends. I was afraid to talk to girls. I was afraid to do anything. I felt like I wasn't good at anything. And same thing, I felt like something had to change. So I've started to force myself to do things that put me in a uncomfortable position.
Mm-hmm.
I started to go for sales jobs. I started to do different things of that nature. Started talking to females more, just force myself to do stuff. That's how I met my wife. And now I got 3 kids and I'm blessed, you know, to have a growing family. I got one more on the way, but I'm always looking to grow. I have a mentality now of being happy with what I have, but never being satisfied, because we're in a ever changing economy where if you're staying the same, you're really going backwards. If you're staying at the same dollar amount, if you're doing the same thing, everything's getting more expensive. Mm-hmm. Things are changing all the time. So you always have to put yourself in a position to grow. And when I feel like I'm backed in a corner, I like to move and try new things and, you know, try new opportunities to see what I can make out of it. And from having that mindset, it's actually in turn giving me a lot more opportunities in my job too.
Yeah.
So seeking growth, reading books, going through mentorship programs, even doing a different entrepreneurial journeys, I've been able to do really well in the sales arena. You know, I've done different jobs when it comes to doing cold calls, outbound calls, and things like that. And now I'm in the industry of carpet cleaning, which has a sales aspect to it. And I make a good amount as a carpet cleaner, which actually pays pretty good in comparison to like HVAC and plumbing and things of that nature too. So I'm doing pretty good and I'm still always looking for opportunities to grow. Definitely want to hear more of y'all stories too, because Even though we all family.
Yeah.
We always keep stuff kind of surface level. We always talk about anime. We always talk about stuff of interest.
Yeah.
But talking deeper about what's going on in y'all life, what y'all doing as far as growth, like, I love talking about that stuff. That's the stuff I really love talking about.
It's so funny you say that, because I was talking to my wife about one of the things, like, I feel like I know you very well, like actually know you. And I told her, I said, I don't think I know Chris like that, though. Like, Chris will come in, he's nerdy and all that stuff like that, but I don't feel like I know him. Like, and if anybody feels like they know him, I'm like, man, you're
good with him.
What is he telling you, right?
open up a lot about personal.
I was like, he's a mystery, man. So I was like, I'm excited about him. I was like, he about to open up.
Yeah, I wanted to say, he's going to drop some bombs.
Yeah. You say that because even anybody who's real close to me, my best friend through college, my wife, even my family, I've always been the person to kind of keep everything close to my chest. And I come from that build to where, maybe I got it from my father, that you just deal what comes with the cards you're dealt with, right? You don't really voice. I keep everything in.
Yeah.
And sometimes that will take me on a downward spiral sometimes, but I always kind of figure my way out. I never really share anything. That's something I'm trying to work on personally.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this podcast with you all, so I can kind of share part of my story, things I've gone through. Because everything may seem peaches and cream because I don't talk, but it ain't.
It's so funny because I was telling her, I was like, if you go to war and you want to just, like, if you're going through it and you're panicking and stuff, and you look to the right to see how somebody's doing, you want him. Because he's going to be just straight cucumber the whole time. Because he's not going to let you see what he's going through, right? So, Alexis, you've heard Chris and Christian talk about where they are in their life. Where are you right now currently in your life?
I'm good. Like,
I like how you said it.
Like, I'm straight. But no, I mean it, though.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it's been. But I feel like I plateaued with where my goal was at.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, it was like, I was trying to work through it. Like, okay, what do you want to do with the rest of your life?
Yeah.
And I went through all kinds of avenues. Photography, graphic designing, modeling, dancing. Yep. Y'all know this.
Oh, yeah.
I've done everything under the sun. And I'm at a point now where it's like, oh, okay. I like this. Post-production, video production. I get to kind of dive into different people's worlds.
Yeah.
Like, I was a scientist last year.
Yeah,
the robe on, got behind the, you know, put the lab coat on. Got, I don't know what they were talking about, but you know, I can say I was a scientist for a day.
Yeah, exactly.
Race car drivers, you know, 10x speakers. Like, this is how I've always envisioned my life. But I'm at a point now where it's kind of like, I feel like I didn't dream big enough, and I'm trying to figure out what those next steps are.
Yeah,
like, what does that look like? Like, do I expand on what I already got?
Right.
Is it something completely different? I'm kind of tippy toeing on the AI stuff. Yep. A little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing dope things with dope people. I can take care of my family.
Yeah.
I wake up, can see my kids. I got my office, you know. It's literally what my goal was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, now what?
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's kind of where I'm at.
I liked when I had called you the other day and you were talking to me about, like, the same kind of conversation. And it kind of sparked, I think you said it sparked when I took you to go see that model home.
It did.
So, for everyone that doesn't know, I went to go do some work. Actually, no, I was dropping off some stuff for you that I was giving to you.
Yes.
And in the instance, I was like, I was bored. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go see this house that me and my wife were looking at, model homes, right? And I was like, you know, we went, we looked at it, and I was like, okay, yeah, same thing. So another reason why I wanted to do this podcast, because the beginning of this year, like, God hit me, was like, yeah, you ain't doing enough, right? And I kind of went through a depression. We'll talk about those stories later in other future episodes. But it was one of those things where, started with Christian, sent my wife a Myron Golding video. And you wouldn't believe the things that spun out of that. Like, it started us looking into things, researching, and then all of a sudden it was like, we were hit with this realization that everything we were doing was not necessarily wrong, but just wasn't enough. And so how you're talking about, like, having a money issue, right? You have a good paying job, but you don't realize what you're losing in value and stuff like that. Same thing with plateauing, right? Like, not even dreaming big enough. I had the same goal. So I'm going to talk about my life, as you can tell. My life is great. Two beautiful kids, beautiful wife, beautiful home. Cars are paid off, trying to pay off the house, right? Like, my goal was just to eliminate debt. I paid off my student loans. I paid off my wife's student loans. So, thank you. That's what I thought I was supposed to do in life and achieve the ultimate dream and goal. And I didn't have anything else after that. I had things that I wanted to experiment with, which was like voice acting, because I always felt like my voice was weird and I love cartoons. So I wanted to go into that. And I didn't do it because I realized the time and effort you'd have to put into it. And I was just like, man, I'm 30 some years old. I don't feel like doing all this, right? You know, these kids are draining me. So at the beginning of the year, that's when I realized I hit the plateau. Because the one thing I wanted to do with my house, because our house isn't that big, it needs more room for our big family, was to add on to it. And then when people came and were like, yeah, it's going to cost $200K to, like, I was like,
what'd you say?
Add on, not build a new
house. Yeah, add on, which is like, you know, like 10 years ago, that would have been the cost of a house.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so I was like, man, I got $200K. I'm not about to go finance for that. But it made me realize what the issue was, where I was in my life. And so I had to reassess and readjust my goals. So with where we are in our life comes the question of, where are we trying to get? So, Alexis, I'll start with you. What is the next goal that you're trying to reach at this point in your life? What, like, even if you haven't thought it all the way through, there's probably some kind of inclination of, well, maybe I want to dabble in this to create this and provide for this.
Sure.
As you said, I don't really know. But whatever it is, it does involve, like, hiring employees and stuff like that to kind of delegate. I'm really quick to, like, put on the everything hat, do everything, because I don't trust other people to do it right.
Get it done right.
I promise you, I just don't. You know, and that's why I get burnt out on doing things like this, usually with people I don't know.
Sure.
Because it's like, I'm doing everything, and when I can't do it, nothing gets done.
Exactly.
So it's like, so over the years, I've kind of like been working with interns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kind of know how to leverage people, like let them do what they're good at.
Yeah.
Pay them to do it, pay them well, treat people right, and, you know, go from there.
Yeah.
I got no sales and no marketing, so I don't really have a direction. I just know that that would be the structure.
Exactly.
I'm trying to figure that out.
The reason why I hit you with that question first is because you were the first among us to actually go the self-employment route.
Yep.
And we watched you go through it. And when I wanted to do it myself and I was asking you questions and I was like, I realized something about your character that I just didn't know, which is there ain't nothing stopping you. Like, where some of us might hit the roadblock of anxiety or unsure or maybe it's risky, you go, I'm going to hit the button.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you were telling me, like, hey, have you gone to some businesses and just asked them, hey, would you want to?
Yeah, kick them doors down.
Yeah, kick the door. Right? And I was like, wait, you just do that?
It's funny you said that, the risk. One of my things is no risk, no reward. And like,
absolutely.
Yeah, in my circle, they already know. Like, I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'm going to go out there on the stage and talk to all those people.
Right.
I'm going to go out there and dance. I danced with B2K. And my time to dance was like closing up. I said, nah, fuck that. I'm taking this. We're in their sleeves.
Yeah.
That's how you brought us. I came all the way here. I'm about to just, you know, like, take it. This is our one life. Take advantage.
I think that was the biggest thing that... I got to be careful with my choices here because my wife will watch this too. but like I was a risk taker in a sense where it was like, if it made sense to me, I'm like, yeah, let's go for it. My wife has always been like the grounding force for me, because whereas I might just get the initial thought, do a little bit of research and want to go hit the bunch, you go, pause. Let's go do some more research, then come back to me and we'll see then, right? So I think the biggest risk thing I ever did was the military, right? Because I had no idea what that was entailed. Even though my dad was prior service, he was telling me the things that you might experience and stuff like that. But when you actually get there and you're going through it, it's a different experience. So, Chris, same question. What is the next goal for not just the career, but everything in your life? Because that's one thing that we're going to try to do on this podcast is to keep elevating ourselves, because I think we've all realized now the only limitation is the one we place on ourselves, right?
That's a really good question. I've always been the type of person that I stick with the status quo of you work a 9-to-5, you get your paycheck, steady paycheck, mm-hmm. you go home, boom, that's it, right? Mm-hmm. Pay your bills, whatever you have left over, you do whatever, right? It's funny because my boss in my job asked me this. He wanted me to start thinking about what's the next step as well. So I actually started thinking about this over the last couple of days. I worked my way up into leadership, and I still have a lot to learn to do. But now what is the next step? Do I want to become, you know, from a manager, do I want to go director level? Do I want to go business leader level? I'm still thinking. I don't think I'm personally ready yet from a career aspect. But I think that's the next goal for me. From a career aspect, is mm-hmm. really to figure out what I want to do. What do I want to be? Where do I envision myself as a leader, right? Because right now I'm managing a team and things like that, but I can only do so much. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of the things I've been thinking about. But from a personal perspective, I think the next step is really just to kind of course, have a family. I mean, you all know, not to get too personal on here, and we'll talk more about this later, but you know, my wife, you know, dealing with the health issues, with, yeah. you know, she's a cancer survivor, all that stuff, and has some fertility issues that we're dealing with, things like that. So really my next step in that is kind of just to get the family foundation built,
yeah,
get my family, and then also, how can me and my wife figure out a way to make multiple streams of income? Like I said, I'm pretty traditional, 9-to-5.
Right.
She is like you. And you, entrepreneurial, she's a risk taker. I'm not a risk taker.
Yeah.
And like I said, that's me being in my comfort zone and not really willing to take a risk. But I'm at the point now that I want to kind of be more open to what things can mean. What can we all as a family, not even just me and her, and I think this is a good first step.
Absolutely.
What can we do to step outside the box and just kind of generate generational wealth?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Something that I can pass down when we do have a family. Mm-hmm. What can I pass down to them? Because sometimes I think I'm like, what do I have to give? If I leave this earth right now, what have I done?
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about that a lot lately. I'm just like, you know, I kind of been sticking, going back to what you said, you don't know me. I've been sticking to my bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and I want to thank y'all for giving me this opportunity, because I think it's a really good opportunity for me to actually share my story and really open myself up, get outside my comfort zone.
Yeah.
And maybe this will help me outside of this, start thinking, get some tidbits from all of y'all, like, oh, let's try this avenue. Let's take a risk and do this. And so that's kind of I'm all over the place right now just because I got a lot of things
to say. Yeah. And Christian, before we get to you on the same question, I want to point out something very critical. And that's your wife. I don't think I've ever met somebody with that level of endurance. For somebody to be hit with so many life-changing things, things that most people would break down and just give up. Like you said, surviving cancer. So just multiple health issues that came up. And never once did I hear her complain or look down or anything.
No,
she beat all that.
Of course she has. We have our moments, right? We cry together and talk things like that. But when she comes out in the public where I found me, she smiles. She's bubbly personality.
Yeah.
And that gives me strength, right? Just kind of seeing her like, man, she's able to weather the storm. And like I said, we give all graces to God, right?
Yeah.
But just to see her strength gives me strength. But like, man, I can do more. To be honest with you, she's probably some of the reason why I got into leadership. Because like I said, I was content with just being just behind the desk.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to nobody.
Yeah.
But seeing her drive, her strength, her starting her businesses and things like that kind of lit a fire up in me. Like, I need to do more.
Sure.
I'm tripping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So so that's pretty much. But yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, her strength gives me strength.
All right. So, Chris, back to you. I posed a question that now that we're on this journey and we're committing to what our future goals are, what is the next step tomorrow for you going to be to get to that future goal? Like, what are you going to start doing tomorrow?
That's a good question. You got me spinning my wheels a little bit, but I know, I think I mentioned before, I want to focus on creating generational wealth and what can I kind of pass down,
mm-hmm.
Figuring out how to do multiple streams of income and things like that. I think the first step for me is, one, to be more open
mm-hmm.
to opportunities.
Sure.
And when I say that, this is the first step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Past Chris, I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Because it's outside my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the first step. This is the first step.
Okay.
So for tomorrow, I think I just need to be more open to having conversations with other people. When I say that, is like networking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at networking. I don't like reaching out to people. I don't like reaching out.
I don't
out
like
help.
People, but you know.
Cool. Yeah. So I think, but the first step is if I want to take that next step of figuring out what can I do. Do I need to invest in real estate? Do I need to invest in stocks? Do I need to do this?
Yeah.
I need to start opening up to people more, taking those steps to kind of reach out to people, go to like these, what do you call them? They have like seminars and whatnot.
Seminars, workshops.
Yeah, workshops, yeah, networking events and things like that. Yeah. So I can pick people's brains because I shell up. Yeah. I sweat. I get nervous.
Yeah.
It's weird because people tell me all the time, like even at work, they're always like, I cannot tell that you're nervous when you're talking. You speak so well. Man, I'll be dripped. I get so nervous. And I think that's just the introvert in me.
Yeah.
But I think I'm already taking the first step, but really I need to be more open-minded and really just start getting more involved in talking, having those conversations with people and pick their brains a little bit, whether it's at work, outside of work, or whatnot, and just really step out, continue to step outside my comfort zone, because I think that's just an ongoing thing for me.
Yeah.
Because if I'm not in my shell, anything outside of my shell, it to me is outside my comfort zone.
Yeah.
But the more I start doing it, the more comfortable I'll be with it. And then I think I'll start taking the right steps to kind of building that generational wealth. You know, getting my wife involved. What can we do together as a family to kind of make sure we're good for the future, make sure our future kids are good and things like that.
Absolutely.
So, and get involved in the community. That's another thing that we didn't even touch on. I want to kind of figure out how to get more involved in the community, whether that's, you know, actually finding a church that we really say it's home and get involved with the church, or anything,
yeah,
right? Just kind of getting outside of my house,
yeah,
and putting myself out there,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely,
one of the ways, and I had told Alexis about it, that I've been, you know, trying to give back in that sense of being involved in the community is the Habitat for Humanity, is helping people build homes that are, you know, looking for them. Not only do you get the skill out of it, but you're given, like I said, one of your precious things is time, and I guess it's huge. So, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Christian, same question. What is tomorrow going to be for you, though?
Really starting to figure out how to create assets. Mm-hmm. And I think that does start with the consistency I was talking about earlier. I think I'm really starting to finally understand what an asset is. And it's creating something that can produce income for you without you being there is really what I kind of break it down as. Because right now my only asset is myself. I go out and work, I produce money.
Yeah.
That's it. It's done.
Yeah.
But an asset can keep working, like you said, when you're asleep.
Exactly.
Can keep working, keep producing. It can generate jobs for other people.
Exactly.
It can generate passive income for you. You know, it's something that you can build upon, and like Solomon said, you can leave wealth for your children's children. You cannot do that if you're your only asset.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting back into I used to read a lot more in my early 20s, but I'm getting back into reading more just success-based books and different stuff like that. I used to read a lot because it helped me in sales. It helped me understand sales a lot more. But now I'm starting to just get back into that habit. So because you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly.
And if you're stuck in your own head, you're never going to know it. So same thing, get out. I think we're all introverts here, aren't we? For the most part. I mean, I fake it. We're all pretty much introverts.
I'm an ambivert.
I might be the same thing, because a lot of people tell me they cannot tell I'm an introvert.
It's as usually an ambivert.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can pretty much adapt to the situation, but you're not really comfortable.
Can't control it.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Yeah. I don't think I'm an introvert, because I actually, like I said, I like to talk. So if you let me talk, boy, I mean,
people think I like to talk. I'm like, right, I like talking to people I know.
Yeah.
But seeking out social interactions with new people that I don't know is not, now it's not uncomfortable, but it's not something I want to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously I talk to people I don't know all the time in sales, but outside of the job, same thing. I get home, I shut it down because I talk to so many people. It's like, I don't want to talk to another human being for the rest of my day, but I'm trying to work on that. I think so tomorrow's going to look like personal development. Tomorrow's going to look like seeking, finding new opportunities, finding how can I be consistent, finding what it takes to get to that next step, pretty much.
So here's what I'm going to do before I get to you, Alexis. So I'm going to come back to you and Chris, and I'm going to actually have you put an actual task on it, okay? You're going to tell me, like, exactly what task that is going to be for tomorrow to do exactly what you say you're going to do. So, Alexis, what is tomorrow going to be for you? What is that actual step and task that you're going to do tomorrow that you're going to start doing every day until you achieve that one thing and move on to the next?
I guess I'm still trying to figure that out. I know exactly what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Okay, yeah.
I've been putting it off for weeks. I have a prospect list of like 30 companies. I just have not felt like reaching out at all. So I got to do some outbound tomorrow. And until I do that, I will not be playing the game, which is my biggest vice. I will tell you that for sure.
Well, it sounds like you know exactly then, yeah. So, I mean, that's your step is just getting to what you know you got to get to, right? All right. So I gave you guys a minute to think about it. What is that actual task going to be? We can start with Chris because he's had a lot more time to mull over his initial thoughts. So you said you want to network and actually, you know, put yourself out there more.
Yeah.
And you said you want to get yourself in the community. What is the actual task that you can do tomorrow that you can start doing continuously?
I think probably a good first step, and my thing is I like to start small. Mm-hmm. I know there's this notion of setting stretch goals for yourself, but I like starting small just so I know I can reach it, and then from there I'm like, okay, I feel comfortable with that. Probably the easiest thing for me to do that is start within my wheelhouse, meaning my job. And so we have a thing in my job to where senior leaders, they put a calendar out there to where you can sign up and just do a one-on-one with them.
Okay.
Any random, it could be a CEO, it could be a CIO, and just have a one-on-one with them. Just have a conversation.
Wow. That's cool.
I shied away from that because I don't like reaching out to people, and it's hard for me to start small conversations with people.
Sure.
But maybe I think, and it's funny because my boss actually encouraged me to do that because he knows that I struggle with that. So I think that's what I'm
saying. Looks like people are starting to pick up on
you. Yeah. So people starting to pick up that I don't like reaching out and networking with people. So I think that's gonna be my task tomorrow. I'm gonna go see if that calendar is available now, and then I'm just gonna sign up for one and just so I can have a talk conversation with a more senior leader and just have a conversation.
Awesome.
You should listen to, I don't know, he's in the same industry as you. His name is Cyrus Harbin. He has a podcast called Tech Is the New Black. He actually interviews a lot of people in your industry and they network and share new ideas and how they got into the industry and different stuff like that. I think you would benefit from listening to them from time to time.
Okay.
It just came to my mind when you mentioned that, because when I was, for a minute, I was trying to get into IT and, boy, my mind don't work like that. It just does not. I'm a creative and that stuff's hard, but I like that. I like what you said for sure. That's a good action step. I guess on me now.
Yeah.
Well, right now I am working on a couple projects. I'm working on my comic books, finally getting back into that. So tomorrow, moving forward with that, continuing to build upon that. I'm also writing a book on pretty much the secrets to what we've been talking about today.
Yeah.
Stepping out of your comfort zone, changing who you are. Working title is From Timid to Magnetic. And it's talking about pretty much, I'm not going too much in depth with my story, but more principles on going from being so shy that you don't talk to anybody to forcing yourself into uncomfortable situations to where you now have mastery over communication. And I think communication is the key to anything when it comes to success. You're talking about networking. You're talking about calling companies that you haven't called. If you don't network with other people and communicate and talk to other people, it's only you.
Yep.
So I think that's like the secret sauce is communication. Learn how to be a bit better communicator.
Yeah.
And figuring out where you can go based upon your, sometimes your the people around you, and just figuring out what you can do from there.
Awesome.
Yep. I tell my interns all the time. I got a few interns that work for me. I say, go be found. No one's looking for you.
Yeah.
So put yourself out there. Yeah. Looking for Alexis. One's looking for
Dion. Yeah. Close knots don't get fed.
You know what I'm saying? Kick those doors down. I'm here.
Yeah.
Somebody go pick up on that.
Yeah, that's facts.
For me, tomorrow, because I believe in committing every day to something. Because if you don't, then you don't truly mean it. You don't truly want it. Like, so for me, tomorrow is finishing what I've already started. So, you know, I'm working on a course that I'm going to upload to Udemy. It's almost done. I just got to put my voice on it, which is like the easiest thing I can do, and then upload it. The other thing I have to also establish is a business, so that way I can protect that and do it the right way. So I need to do that tomorrow because I did procrastinate on that for a whole week. But one of the things that I could do every day is making sure that I go out and create, and that whatever I'm working on project wise, I spend some time on it every day doing. Because, you know, not every day, probably like, you know, obviously take the weekends off. But if I'm not trying to work towards it Monday through Friday, I don't want it. Right. One of the things I think people struggle with is commitment. They say they want to do something, and then you look at their actions and they don't actually do it. Right. So that's one thing that I just want to make sure I'm always doing. You brought up discipline, and the reason why is I was never disciplined growing up as a kid. No, I was very meticulous and particular about things. And so if something was out of order, it would bother me. I was kind of OCD in that fashion. I like to be organized and things like that. So the thing that made me disciplined was some of the home, you know, upbringing. Like, always made my bed, always was respectful. I did what I needed to do at home, but outside of home, different story. So the military is what did that.
Yeah.
Because there is no choice in what you get to do. But I loved it, and so it stuck with me. And so I just made sure that anything that I wanted to do, I made sure I really wanted to do it. Because we'll get to this in a later episode, but at one point I was homeless. Like I talked about, adversity will push you to go do something if you're a person that will work for it. That pushed me because I didn't choose to be homeless. It was just the times. And I didn't stay homeless for long. And I wish I could have just started a business out of at that point, but I went and found work, which I'm okay with. So I think we can all agree that, you know, everyone's journey, goal, and experience, you know, is different. And with each experience, you know, you're going to gain some understanding from it. And, you know, hearing a little bit about our journeys and where we are, you know, one thing that we want to leave the audience with is, how are you going to go out and start your tomorrow? What is the thing that you're looking to aim towards at? Where are you at right now? And how are you going to go get it? As usual, you know, to the channel, you know, subscribe, like, leave a comment. Cause I actually, I'm pretty sure we all do want to hear about where you are in your life and your journey and where you're trying to get at, because it starts now. You could be one of the first people to put your comment here, and then later on in a later episode, check your progress. See if you're really committed to what you're trying to do. And so with that, you know, thank you for listening to the episode and for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.